Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at NIPSCO.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on the big, big flame thrower. 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. Is it a flame thrower?
Yes, we'll say yes.
We will, because you know what? There's nowhere else in Lake County, Indiana, that throws out as much flames that we do.
Right, you know, and like a blowtorch of a station.
Yeah, we had Tom Lounges, the biggest blowtorch. He just threw I hope he ain't listening.
Blowtorch Signal.
Yeah.
Blowtorch Tom Lounges.
Yeah. Folks, thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat. We've got Sharon Jackson in the captain chair, and I'm here, Chef Nick, and we got our guest here. We got him from Lowe. It's the I'm sorry if I'm sounding like I've eaten, because I was eating some really delicious pastries.
That's your job.
Yeah, no, that is my job. So we have the Gold Star Cafe and Catering here, all the way from Lowe. The ladies were gracious enough to drive all the way up the 9 mile stretch to visit us and brought some goodies.
And we're going to do a drive-by through them. They're going to come back and see us. And,
yeah, we got to go pick them up in our race car and stuff like that. So, Sharon, what's going on out there?
Oh, you know, hey, have you ever been out?
Before you start.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
We got Tom Maloney here. Thomas, I know you're getting into that
cinnamon roll.
That cinnamon roll with that homemade cream cheese. Please, Tom. With that cream cheese frosting. Hey, who's Crown Point playing tonight?
Crown Point's playing Lake Central tonight.
And I got my Crown Point hat on. I got Crown Point and Lake Central. And who is Lowe playing? Because Charlene wanted to know.
If you give me about 15 seconds, I can go check.
Okay. First eat all your pastries first. Because, you know, that's more important.
Tom's going to go give himself a little sugar rush.
There you go. So what do we got going on in the community calendar?
Okay, well, you know, excuse me, Lubesnik Center for the Arts. They are celebrating their newest exhibition, Living Architecture, which runs through January 4th, 2020. All are invited to enjoy it. It's art, 5 to 8 p.m. as part of LCA's First Friday Cultural Event Series. This is an ongoing, an ongoing exhibition through January 4th. So they had like a big unveiling and, you know, and then now it's the regular exhibition. Have you ever been out there?
No.
Yeah, I'd like to go. I've never been there myself, but I have talked to them, and they've always got, you know, it's always got things going on.
They always got stuff going on in the area.
I mean, it's so nice. Everybody wants to be there. I think it's right on the beach, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything else going on out there? Except for a lot of traffic?
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm trying to think of something happy.
What's happy out there?
What's happy?
I mean,
last night
was not happy for Halloween.
There's a lot of training programs going on.
I only opened the door 4 times, I think, last night at my house.
The Gary Police Civil Service Commission is hiring.
Sure, it's not listening to me.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said,
I wasn't even listening.
I think for
you.
Halloween, I only opened up my door 4 times.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
You're at Lakes of the Four Seasons.
Yeah, and I think we had a total of maybe 12 kids.
No kidding. Yeah, you have an abundance of candy.
I know. I was eating candy. I was trying to eat all the candy I can. I was mixing my candy with bananas, you know, my $1,000 bar, the grand bar. I was doing that. I was trying to mix it with apples. I was doing whatever I can to make that candy taste better. I got tired of eating it, so I had to mix it up.
You're mixing it with apples, huh? Yeah. Like caramel on the top of it?
No, I just eat an apple, and then I eat a $1,000 bar, and then I would get a Butterfinger bar, and I eat some bananas with it.
Which you need a little salt to balance that.
I know.
Salt and sweet.
Well, we got a couple people here that are that have a lot of sweet things that they brought in.
Yeah.
And they got some cool looking cookies and stuff. You want? We're gonna take the Bugatti.
Yeah.
Let's get into the Bugatti.
Yeah, let's go.
And it's a little cold out here. I wore regular gym shoes this time, so the gravel didn't get in my toes, and I get a little bit warmer. Excuse me.
Get in the car.
That wasn't me, was it? That was not me.
Nick.
That's the dog.
There's no dog in here.
So what, we're going to travel down the 9-mile stretch, right?
We're going.
That's the way you got to take a Bugatti. Straight down that 9-mile stretch, right?
It's so fast.
We're going to be
so
there
fast,
like in,
we're there now.
In 20 seconds.
There you go.
Right there in front of the Gold Star Cafe and Catering.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to welcome two people from the Gold Star Cafe and Catering. We have Charlene, which is the owner and operator, and her daughter Heather, which is also owner and operator. Am I right?
It feels like it sometimes.
It feels like it sometimes. So what we want you, the listeners, to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577 and get a chance to get a gift card from the Gold Star Cafe and Catering out of Lowe. So give us a call. So I want to welcome you both here and thank you for bringing in all the treats. Jose's over there. He's getting ready for game night. He runs the boards for game night for Tommy and Wayne.
One of my favorite radio guys.
And he's getting some of this cheesecake that was brought over to us. But I want to welcome our guests here. They took their time off to travel all the way up here to Maryville to visit us with all their goodies.
Yes.
Thank
you for having us.
Yeah. So I guess I'll start with Heather. Heather, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So give us a little background about yourself.
Cooking background or just Heather background?
Heather background. Where'd you go to school? You married? You got kids?
I went to Lowell High School. I'm married. I have two kids.
Okay. And what are their
toddlers,
names?
Toddlers, Dominic and Michael.
Okay.
6 and 3.
Okay.
And I'm nothing interesting.
Did you ever? Well, let me ask you this. Everyone's interesting in some way.
Really.
Oh yeah,
she's interesting.
Yes, I know. People always think that. So let me ask you this: have you done anything else but cooking or baking in your past life?
Quite a bit, yeah.
What other occupations have you had?
Well, I left high school and I went into aesthetic school, so mm-hmm. I have an aesthetics license. After that, I went into customer service for a while. Then I was a makeup artist for a while.
Wow.
Then I went to school and became a certified commercial diver to do underwater welding.
Oh, wow.
But she's not interesting, right?
She's not interesting at all. You're boring.
Then I had my first child.
And that's it.
And I got married and had another. Yeah. And then I got into baking and cookies became like a creative outlet for me. So
yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it was, and it just kind of blossomed from there.
So having those other kind of careers, mm-hmm. do you appreciate the culinary career more?
So much. You know uh-huh. I grew up with a single mom, and I never understood why she went into food,
mm-hmm.
especially after I kind of got into it, and I was like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
this is really hard
uh-huh.
for not a lot of return,
uh-huh.
and I get that you really just have to have a passion for it.
Right. Well, the gratification.
It has to be the root of it. Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, when you see a little kid eating one of those pumpkin cookies you get.
It just makes my heart swell.
I know. Seriously. When you hit, and people don't realize this, but you know, when I was single, yes. and you see a little kid, you know, you're nice and whatever. But once you have your own,
mm-hmm.
your outlook towards all the little kids are different,
yes.
aren't they?
Complete flip. Yeah.
Complete flip.
It's amazing.
Charlene, how are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Well, give us a little background about yourself.
Well, I've had Gold Star Cafe for 5 years.
Okay. So it's fairly fresh. Time goes by fast.
It does. Uh-huh. But I had the Chicago-style hot dog carts in Lowell Parks for 6 years before that.
Oh, wow.
While I worked my chef job at night.
And where was that at?
I was at Harris Casino.
Oh, wow.
And for 5 years. And then I was a chef at Blue Chip for
oh,
5 years.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a lot of running around.
It's a lot of running around.
Yeah. So what made you – so you've always been in the culinary arts of some sort. So when did you say, hey, I'm going to open my own place and go through HELLL?
Well,
it is right after Halloween, though.
Had I known it was HELLL, I probably would have second-guessed myself. But, you know, when you have a passion for it and you love it and – I spent 3 years up in Chicago at the Illinois Institute of Art.
Oh, wow.
To learn more about it and loved it. So it just seemed like the natural progression to open my doors. We were selling soup out of the back of our van in February. It looked like a school pickup line at the park. And we didn't even have the hot dog cart out there. It was cold. So it got to the point where we had to.
So you were selling the soup, and you seen you could sell someone. You're like thinking, hey, if I opened up a brick and mortar, if I can sell this much soup this way, I'd probably sell more if I have a store.
Right.
You know what's funny? That's how I started.
See that?
I was out of a job, and the guy at the Ace Hardware in Winfield, he's passed. He was a really nice man. He says, you want to sell, make some extra money? Sell lemon rice soup in his foyer. I filled up an igloo, made the lemon rice soup in my house, and I sold like $100 worth of lemon rice soup every time I went there. And that made me think, between that and actually the radio station, working with them, them pumping me up, saying, hey, you could do this, and your cooking's good. I ended up saying, hey, I'm going to open up a restaurant. If I can sell $100 worth of lemon rice soup in the front of an Ace Hardware, I should be able to sell that and other things at a restaurant. So we have sort of parallel stories there. And one thing convinced us to do the other thing.
You just have to be passionate and kind of remember why you're doing it.
Right. And yeah, exactly. Who do we got on the line there?
Yeah. We have Char from Lowell.
Char.
Another Char. Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I was going to have lunch at the cafe today, but she closed to come see you.
No way.
I swear. That's how I knew she was on there with you.
And what were you going to go have at the cafe?
Everything at the cafe is wonderful.
Isn't it?
Yes. So did you get to try the chicken salad?
Yes. Yes. You brought some of the chicken salad. Is that where you're going to go for? Was the chicken salad?
Well, I really liked the meatloaf today. I was going to have one of the croissant sandwiches. It was chicken salad, yes.
That's amazing. I'm trying it right now.
It's really good.
Good Thanks. Job.
It's so very good.
You visit very often there?
I would go there a lot more, but I just, I can't eat out every day.
You have a question for the ladies here?
When's the
secrets?
Next meatloaf day? Yes, I want the meatloaf recipe.
Meatloaf is on Monday.
On Monday. Is it every Monday?
Nope. We keep it more in the winter. We run it as a special. I don't think I could keep up if I had it every day because we make it from scratch.
Really?
And
then it's gone. You have to get there early.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What we're going to do is Charlene brought some gift cards in, and we're going to send you out a gift card, and this way you get a chance to get some meatloaf.
Awesome.
Did Sharon get your address and everything?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining in, and thanks for
listening.
We'll
see you, Char.
Bye, Char.
Bye.
We got somebody else on the line?
Char? We do.
Who do we got?
It's Susan.
Hi, Susan.
And she is from Hammond.
Susan from Hammond. How are you?
I am fine. I love Gold Star Cafe.
Wow. All the way out of Hammond.
Oh, yes. And I go to church in Lowell, but I come down there as often as I can. Whenever she has homemade beef and noodles, I love that. It's fantastic.
I think I've seen that on your pictures on the site.
Yeah, we just had it this past Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys open on Sundays?
We are.
We have
breakfast buffet until noon, and then we have lunch the rest of the afternoon.
It's one of our busiest days. Yes.
Really? Yes. So after church, you go down there, and where do you go, for the buffet?
For the buffet. Well, it depends on if we get out of church in time. Uh-huh. Otherwise, we have dinner, my husband and myself, but... we love Char, and her food is great.
That sounds great. Well, thank you for calling in. And what we're going to do is Char is going to send you out a gift card to the Gold Star Cafe and catering out in Lowell, and you'll be receiving that in about a week or so. And then you can go get that beef and noodle on the house.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. I hope to hear from you again.
All right. Bye-bye.
So who came up with the name?
I did.
You did?
Yes.
And why Gold Star?
Well, there is actually Gold Star families.
Okay.
Where they lose a family member in action. I didn't know that. We are a Gold Star family. I didn't know that. My uncle was killed in the war. But I didn't know that, and I didn't know about Gold Star families until people started asking me, is it called that because of that?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no. I felt really kind of... But
well, it's a coincidence.
It was a coincidence.
Right.
But the reason I called it gold, well, you know, if you do something really excellent, you get a gold star.
Right.
Or if you're
I didn't
even,
get too many of those in
well,
nursery
you probably
school.
Did.
Me either.
But even if you just, you know, you're reaching for it, you know, it's to attain the gold star. My grandma, who owned a restaurant when I was a child, her name was Goldia.
Huh.
And I have my granddaughter, who her name is Skylar Star.
Okay.
So I thought, I'm kind of sandwiched in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And between those two ladies, if I could even be half as great as they are, I would deserve a gold star.
Okay.
So we called it Gold Star Cafe, hoping to gain that excellence.
Oh, okay.
So that's what you're reaching for.
Nick
all
got a gold star every for day. Being the class clown.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, I was the first, like I said, I got a gold star because I was the first male in Maryville High School to take home economics ever.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And that's what I got my gold star for.
That is great.
So who we got
that is great.
Line?
Yeah, we've got Roxanne from Crown Point.
Hi, Roxanne. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
You got a question for our ladies here?
Yes, I've been in their restaurant. I think it was on a weekend, and I didn't know they had specials. How do they? Is that on Facebook that they post their specials?
Yes, Monday through Friday.
So it's every day?
Yes, we have a different daily special and a different soup every day.
Okay, do you post ahead of time or just the day of?
We usually post either Sunday night or Monday morning, and then we post again on that day.
Okay. Another question, your cookies were decadent.
Oh,
good.
Thank you.
And when I went there, of course, they were kind of slim picking. So can you, like, pre-order?
You can always pre-order. You can message us on the Facebook page, or you can call us at 690-3487.
Okay.
Yeah, anytime. I just need about 3 days' notice.
Okay.
And when you go there, what do you go for?
Well, it was my first visit. I was attracted just by the building itself. It's like a little log cabin. That's what it reminds me of.
Really?
And in the inside, it's really cute. It's like a tea room, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was impressed with the service and the quality of the food.
Thank you. We don't even have
to send you a gift card to go again, do we?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You guys do high tea there.
You can use those to our
cookies. Yeah, but you know what? She brought in some stuff. They do a lot more than cookies. Did you notice that?
They do pastries. I saw.
Oh,
the
but they got savory stuff, like meatloaf.
Oh,
I love
that. See,
and
I'd like
chicken
to try
salad.
That too.
It's actually steakhouse meatloaf.
It's steakhouse meatloaf.
Delicious. Wow. Well, I will definitely be there.
Okay. So what we're gonna do is. We got to go ahead. Heather's got a gift card in her pocket. She's giving it to me right now. And we'll be sending you out a gift card to the Gold Star Cafe from Lowell.
Okay, thank you.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back, Lakeshore listeners. We're sitting here on that blowtorch, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. And we have the ladies here, Charlene and Heather from Gold Star Cafe and Catering out of Lowe. They brought in some delicious items. We're eating them.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and we have gift cards to the Gold Star Cafe and Catering out of Lowe. You know, the last caller brought something up, atmosphere. You know, walk us through. We're going to drive up there. What are we going to expect?
Well, it's really funny because when we opened the cafe, I felt like I just wanted to bring people into my home, somewhere where they would feel like they were at their favorite Nana's house. And from the wallpaper to the wall color to the decorations, even the curtains, it's exactly like my house.
Your personal house?
My personal home.
Okay.
Same curtains, same wallpaper, same wall color.
You get confused some morning?
Yeah, well, my husband said to me when I first opened, he said, if you take one thing out of this house to open that cafe, take all of those dang roosters okay. with you.
We make fun of her for life.
Oh, you collect roosters.
I love roosters.
No.
I mean, we wouldn't have eggs. It's like, but so I did. So I've got roosters and toile wallpaper, and we've got what we call princess chairs that are upholstered in velvet.
Teacups everywhere. Teacups
and teas. Yes.
How many people would you fit in there if you got?
We fit about 30.
You really fit 30. Now, on the site, it didn't seem that large.
Well, it's not supposed to. It's uh-huh. supposed to look cozy.
Yeah. And it seems like someone's living room or tea room.
It does.
Or something like that. Yeah. So why'd you come up with that kind of a twist on it?
I'm probably lazy.
I've seen it a few. No.
I'm probably just lazy.
You just thought it was just that simple.
Well, I wanted it to feel like my house. Okay. I wanted it to feel like people
would spend a lot of time there.
Yeah. I wanted people. We don't even give out tickets. Mm-hmm. Like at the end of your meal, you get a ticket from a right. server. We don't give out tickets. They walk up to the register and they say, well, today I had this and I had this and I had this. Because I feel like when you go in and someone hands you the ticket,
mm-hmm.
they want your table.
Right.
It's time to go. And we don't want anybody to feel that way. If you want to have a meaningful conversation over 6 cups of coffee, then have at it. We want you to feel that comfortable, that you could sit on our fainting couch. And we've had people do that in front of the fireplace where they sit on the fainting couch and they just drink their coffee and they talk to each other. And I think, you know, in the day and age now, we have cell phones and we text and we, you know, we Instagram, we do all of this, but we don't look at each other and talk.
We do offer free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we do have free Wi-Fi.
So the procedure when you go in there is, if you sit down, a wait person comes up and takes your order? Or
nope.
No. Oh, you go to the counter.
You have to come to the counter.
Okay.
Because then you have to talk to us.
Okay. Yeah. And then you just bring the food out when it's ready. Yep. And then when you're done, you go up to the register with no ticket, and you say, I just had a glass of water.
And it's all on the honor system.
Right. It really, yeah, it'd have to be.
Usually we memorize, or, yeah. Uh-huh. I'll read it back to them what we gave them. Because usually there's only 2 of us there, 3 of us working at a time anyways.
And it's funny because a lot of times we've had people forget to pay.
Uh-huh.
They get so comfortable, they'll forget to pay. And they come back in, like, the walk of shame, with their head down, like, I forgot to pay my bill. And we're like, that means we have succeeded. And making you feel at home.
Yeah, that's your goal. Right. Make people feel very at home.
So we're not
okay.
They come back. Really great.
How many square feet is your building?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? No, but now she said it's got a log cabin look on the outside?
Well, the outside.
Okay.
We painted it red.
Tell everyone your address.
1336 East Commercial.
Okay.
In Lowell. We're right across from the fire department.
Okay. Heather, why don't you the phone number? Give everyone the phone number?
690-3487.
And you guys do carryouts and stuff?
Yeah.
You do carryouts?
We get reservations? A lot of requests for delivery. Yes.
Okay. I was going to say delivery. Yeah. You do that?
We don't, but we get a lot of people always ask us to. If it's like a large order, like if the high school calls, we do like orders to the high school or the middle school. But
catering, wedding cakes, things like that all get delivered.
Yeah. Well, let's get to that. Well, folks, 769-9577. Let's not let down on those phones. These ladies need questions. 769-9577. You know what? Heather has brought a gift card from the Gold Star Cafe and Catering out of Lowe. So give us a call and you'll get a gift card. Tell us what you offer.
Well, we offer,
before we get into each item,
we offer breakfast and lunch every day, mm-hmm. except Wednesday. We're closed on Wednesday.
Why that?
Because I was taking a laminated dough class in Chicago, and it happened to be on Wednesdays when we first opened.
Isn't that the nice thing about owning your own place? That's probably one of the few nice things.
And so I wanted to take this refresher class on laminated doughs, and it was the only day it was available. And so I said, okay, so we'll be closed down Wednesday. And it stuck, and I thought, well, I'm not going to change it now.
Right, because you might not even get a crowd from it because they're used to it.
Right, so we were closed on Wednesday.
But you need a day off.
Well, we don't really get one.
No, you go in and fiddle around.
I still go in and clean and order and do cater. We do a lot of catering on that day because we're closed.
Mm-hmm.
But it works. But we do breakfast and lunch, and on Thursdays during the fall and winter, we have Soup-a-Palooza every Thursday. It's 4 kinds of homemade scratch soup with a half a sandwich and a homemade potato salad. Or you could upgrade to a full sandwich, a bowl of soup, and potato salad.
So what items do you have? Give us a whole gamut of what your menu's like.
We have a Gold Star Scramble in the morning, which is like 3 eggs, diced ham, tomato, cheddar cheese and red onion.
Uh-huh.
And it comes with biscuits and gravy. We make homemade biscuits and gravy there every day.
Wow.
We also have, like a breakfast flatbread. We have a breakfast croissant. We bake our own croissants there every morning. Smells great at 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We do cinnamon rolls in the morning and bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, for lunch, we have our chicken salad, a lot of croissant sandwiches, flatbreads.
You do roll-ups, wraps?
You know what? We do on occasion. We usually run them as a special, like a chicken bacon avocado mm-hmm. wrap or something of that nature. But we also try to have what we call a gold plate,
mm-hmm.
Which is like a savory, not like, quite dinner, but better than lunch.
Well, what I noticed was looked delicious that you had a stuffed chicken.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of stuffed chicken.
We did that last week. It was actually a Cornish hen.
That was a Cornish hen.
A stuffed Cornish hen.
That looked delicious. And I forgot what the sides were, but even the sides that you had with it were just...
We had a sweet potato souffle with it.
That's what it was.
Sweet potato souffle and a green bean casserole.
So, Heather, who decides these specials?
Oh, that's all her.
Okay. Are they... So, do they... Do you hit it like every week? It's the same, Monday's meatloaf week? No.
I feel like we brainstorm quite a bit.
So when do you do that? On Wednesday?
Every day.
Yeah. Okay.
Whenever we're like, hey, I saw this. This is trending right now. Why don't we try this? But keep your touch,
mm-hmm.
Added to it. Because she's more like her home-cooked, salt-of-the-earth food.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's all about the way my grandma used to cook.
Right.
So you got your basic menu, where like a sandwich, a lot of
right.
sandwiches.
Sandwiches, salads,
I saw hot
soups.
Dogs. You guys do hot dogs?
What we do is we do three times a year, sometimes four if we can fit it in. We do our charity hot dogs.
Okay.
Because you never forget where you came from. You know that.
Uh-huh.
But we used to run.
I came from a bottle of Ouzo.
Oh, there you go. But we used to do the hot dog cart, and so we try to keep ourselves grounded with that. And
right.
So we couldn't possibly do it at our restaurant. We keep a line at lunch all the time.
Wow.
But so what we do is three or four times a year, we say, okay, it's time for charity hot dogs. And we do Chicago-style Vienna beef, fully loaded Chicago-style dogs
right.
for a dollar.
Wow.
And we give all the money. We don't take anything out for costs. We give all the money to three places. We pick a charity. We pick some sort of a program for
food pantry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and the other one is the food pantry. So we have three places that get money from that. We divide it equally. And each time we sell about 1,500 hot dogs in about 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, there's usually a line around the building. A
line all day. Around the building.
Yeah.
That's great.
And that's beautiful.
It's a limit of 10 hot dogs per person, or my volunteers would go crazy.
But do you guys like fully load them? Like a Chicago style with the pickle and all that stuff.
Pickle, we use the good stuff. Pickle,
sport
pepper, celery salt, tomato wedges, mustard, onions.
That green relish?
The green relish. On a poppy seed bun.
Well, before we go on to your menu, what other, do you do any other charity things for people?
Well, we do the Thanksgiving dinner.
That's what I was going to, Heather, I was going to bring to.
She's always doing charity.
She seems like a very.
She talk about it ever.
She seems like a very charitable person.
She is always paying for people's groceries. I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah.
She's always, what was it one day? She just stood there and just, it was like $1,000 worth of groceries. She just stood there and just paid for everybody.
Wow.
And she does it all the time. Like, I'm proud of her.
No, that's really
heart
nice.
Of gold. I think we've all had that one week where we just can't afford groceries.
Right.
And she just like, she knows. She's a single mom,
Yeah.
And we do the free Thanksgiving dinner.
We do it at your place?
Yes, we do that at Gold Star. Last year, I think we put up a tent, didn't we?
We did. We're not going to this year. This year, instead, we're going to have three seatings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was just too chilly. And I do have a very giving heating and cooling guy that he puts a portable furnace in there for us from South County Heating. But it was still just too cold for the kids in the tent, so we're just going to do an extra seating so we don't have to do that. But
there's a lot of great volunteers for it.
And how many people do you get for the Thanksgiving to come in? Are these all needy families?
No.
It's
anyone that doesn't want to eat alone.
Anyone who doesn't want to eat alone and needs a family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about.
Don't want to cook that day? Come in with your family need.
We have a lot of retired people that don't. Maybe their families don't live here.
Mm-hmm.
College kids that can't go home. We have single parents.
She also feeds every single employed person on Thanksgiving Day in town. in every business. They go around the week before and they find out how many employees are working. And we have volunteers that drive out and deliver
it
to every business that's open.
Well,
you know,
beautiful.
I figure these people are keeping our town running so that we can be with our families.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to spend their time taking care of us, we're going to make sure they at least have an awesome Thanksgiving dinner.
How many turkeys do you think you guys going to roast?
Oh, we're going to deep fry them. The Rotary Club comes and
they deep fry our turkeys for us.
And then we have another gentleman in town. He smokes two big birds for us. So between the smoked turkey and the deep fried turkey, usually it's about 12 big ones.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeds quite a lot of people.
I think just between the hot dogs and Thanksgiving, you're done for the year.
That's just the beginning, honestly.
You do high tea, you said.
We do high teas. We do children's tea parties. We do etiquette teas so the children can learn how to act in social situations, weddings, things like that, you know, so they know how to, which fork to use, which knife. Mm-hmm. We did a big etiquette tea for the Sea Cadets before they went down to Florida and christened the Indianapolis.
Right, that just happened?
No, this one was last summer.
Oh, okay.
It was the other Indianapolis in Florida, and they had to have a five-course dinner with the vice president.
Oh, wow.
And so their leaders came to us and said, hey, can you help them understand how, you know, this big important meal, how to interact. We gave them a 5-course meal and taught them which forks, how to ask to go to the restroom, how to show that they were done with their plate or if they're just resting, all kinds of fun stuff. And it was a really great time for them.
How did you learn that? I mean, did you go to etiquette school and chef school and all? You were highly trained, it sounds like.
Well, I went to chef school, but I probably still need to go to etiquette school.
She does.
Folks, if you want to interact with the Gold Star Cafe and Catering from Lowe, give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577.
So you do catering. What kind of events have you catered, and what's like the farthest you'll go out?
Okay, so that's funny you say that, because we do weddings, we do birthdays, we do graduations, we do bereavement dinners. This coming Monday, we're doing a veterans meal in Michigan City for 100 people. But the furthest we're going is next August. We're booked to do a wedding in, upstate New York.
Oh, wow.
We're traveling, me and my caravan.
How did you get that connection?
You know, it's like word of mouth.
Was it somebody, someone in Lowell that, is that how it went? Or?
A lady in Lowell, she brought her daughter who lives not here.
Right.
And the daughter got engaged, and the daughter wanted us to cater it, so we started talking, and then they decide they're having it in New York, where her fiancé is from, and next thing you know, we're going to upstate New York next August.
Folks, what you need to do is tune into their website or on their Facebook, and you can see some of these pictures of these beautiful wedding cakes. I mean, you do them with fresh flowers, you stagger them, you know, tier them up.
Yeah, I think 8 tiers tall is the tallest we've ever gone.
And then for kids, I've seen, like from Monsters, Inc., you did a mic. I mean, you guys do some really, really neat stuff. Now, how did you know, with the cakes, did you go to school for cake decorating?
No.
And where'd you pick that up at? Just doing it?
Just doing it. But I'll tell you, any talent you think I have is wrong. The talent here is her.
Okay.
My daughter.
What?
Her cookies are just, they blow you away. Yeah. They usually you see these decorated sugar cookies in stores and they taste terrible and they're hard.
Yeah.
They look good, but
The cookie
hers
I can't stand is the Loft
delicious.
House cookie.
Oh yeah, well this is not bad.
Yeah, we're the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Wow. That's nice.
I mean,
that's refreshing.
They're beautiful, and
we got some here.
That tells me that there's even
Frankenstein
hope for fruitcake
pretty soon here.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. She sends them as far away as like Japan.
Really?
Some going to Japan tomorrow.
She has some going tomorrow to Japan.
Oh wow, that's really cool. How did you guys get that client? That's great.
It's a lot of military families that actually order like at Christmas time.
Right.
The moms want to send them to their sons and daughters.
Oh,
like a
cool
reminder of home. So I have a lot of return customers for that.
You guys are a nice, like, fuzzy feeling place.
You guys are a fuzzy feeling people, too.
Yeah. I'm getting chills in my body. And at that point, I almost teared up when she was talking.
Yeah.
Who do you got on the line before I start crying?
Arlene from Crown Points. Hey, Arlene.
Arlene.
Hi.
How are you
doing?
Hi,
how are you?
Good. Nice to hear from you. You have a question for our ladies from the Gold Star Cafe and Catering?
Charlene, are you going to make your pumpkin rolls this year?
Oh, you know what? She just cringes. She looks. She's cringing like when I
made.
I know what you're oh. making. You like. You know what? They're so good. But
they're delicious.
But I see it in her face because people ask me to make certain things. Like, yeah, I want to make it so good, but boy, is it time consuming.
Well, let's say I think 2 years ago I made 750 of
what?
Them. What? Yes.
Are you?
Wow.
750.
You really should bring them back. They are delicious.
I didn't make any last year except for like for a couple people.
Did you get one last year, Arlene?
No, I didn't.
Ah.
No. Ooh. Ooh. Arlene, you come in and see me. I will make you one.
Everything you do is wonderful and delicious. We love coming there.
Do you go for the pastries or you go for the savory food?
Oh, the biscuits and gravy and the hoagie sandwich my husband loves.
See, I can't, you know, am I right? I can't make sense of, is it a bakery? Is it a cafe? What is it?
We are a patisserie.
A patisserie?
A patisserie, because that, in French, patisserie is basically a cross between a deli and a bakery.
I get it. I never heard that term before.
Patisserie.
The movie Serendipity, I heard the term in there. Do you know that movie? Okay, great. Yes.
So, Arlene, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Gold Star Cafe and Catering out of Lowe. And then maybe you should just maybe call Charlene and say, hey, can I reserve one of those pumpkin rolls and use my gift card on it?
Well, you know,
I were there. We were just there last weekend. So,
well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. Hope to hear from you again.
Thank you.
We have a problem during Thanksgiving because of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's because of all the extras like
that. Yeah. And that the pumpkin rolls probably time consuming. Very hard. I mean, very hard. You got to, you know, get mm-hmm. that cake off. You got to, you know, get it up, put it on the parchment paper, and you got to, and then you got to roll it. I know, but I hate baking.
You do.
I hate baking. I mean, I love the end result, mm-hmm. but it's more of a science compared mm-hmm. to cooking like savory foods mm-hmm. or any other kind of food. Other foods, you kind of could like, oh, I need a little more, a little less. In bakery, you can't go a little more salt because you kill the yeast.
Back, right.
Or if you don't put enough sugar in, it's not going to grow. I mean, there's things like that that are going on.
Well, and we have epic failures. I mean, I made scones the other day and forgot to put sugar in them.
Oh, really?
And
I didn't think there was sugar mm-hmm. in scones. I'm not a scone kind of
guy.
They're
kind of, I've always kind of thought that they were a little on the dry side.
Well, you haven't had ours.
Yeah, ours
right.
are moist and cake.
Well, we got one back here. And we got the last one of the day, so we're going to be cutting it up into little morsels here.
Look
at what Sharon's doing. She's taking off her headphones to get that scone before I get it. I know what you're after, Sharon.
I'm not
going to
get the scone. I'm not going to go.
You guys got something I could put the scone in?
Yeah, your mouth.
Folks, call in 769-9577. 769-9577. We got like 15 minutes left. Yeah, call in, get a gift card from the Gold Star Cafe and Catering out of Lowe. But you guys do other things. You guys do quiches?
Yes.
You do pot pies?
Yes.
What else you do?
We do millions of cinnamon rolls.
Millions of cinnamon rolls.
The cinnamon rolls were excellent.
We can't ever.
See, now we keep talking, but you keep going back to the bakery stuff.
Well,
is that more of your passion?
No, you know what? Here's the thing. I concentrate more on the bakery because it is more time. Because I could make a hot Italian hoagie in 3 minutes, or she could make one, or anyone. We could all make them.
Yeah.
But the bakery is time consuming.
Right.
So you really have to give it the respect it deserves because it will eat up your day.
Right. I would, like I said, I would never be a baker.
And it will make or break you.
I can never. Well, what time you, no, everyone's probably hearing me say, I'll never be a baker. And the one reason is because of the time it takes. What time do you get in there in the morning?
Between 2:30 and 3.
See, I couldn't do that. I know I couldn't wake up that early. And what time do you get out in the day?
I'm going back there when we're done.
It's a 24-hour job.
It is a 24-hour job. And, you know, doing the bakery part extends those hours, mm-hmm. where if you just did the cafe part of it, it would be probably a little bit shorter on you, even though I got a feeling Charlene would find a way to extend it somehow by making her own pasta mm-hmm. from scratch. Or
we make our own noodles.
Ah. And what kind of noodles do you make?
Egg noodles.
Oh, really?
My grandma's egg noodles.
Oh, yeah? And what do you use them in?
Beef and noodles.
Beef and noodles, chicken and dumplings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It all sounds good today, especially cold, like a day like today. Why don't you bring me some chicken and noodles, some dumplings and stuff?
I didn't know if you had a way to heat anything up.
I do. I just rub them right between my hands.
Next time.
Next time. Now, how many different soups do you offer a day?
We usually offer one soup a day because we're a small place. Mm-hmm. But on Thursday, that's why we do the soup-a-palooza with four different kinds, anywhere from like lobster bisque to we make a wonderful creamy broccoli with caramelized onion and crab. Mm,
delicious. Sounds good. That sounds good.
And a chicken dumpling.
You know what? You guys are like probably like a little hidden gem down. I'm sure you're busy, but... You're like a little hidden gem. Like people probably look at it like, okay, pastry, but you guys do a little bit more than that. You got a little bit more of a culinary talent than probably what the building even shows.
I mean, a lot of people come in and they look at our menu and they're like, well, but do you make this? And I feel like if we don't have it on the menu, we just make it.
Right.
If we have the stuff, we just make it.
A lot.
We get a lot of requests for like people are like, oh, my grandma has made this in so long. You have the kind of food.
Potato chip cookies.
I mean, oh my gosh. All day long. They just make a request. And if we don't know how to make it.
You look into it.
Give me 24 hours. Come back. I'll order it.
Yeah, we had a man come in last year. And he was like, my wife just had a baby. Oh, she just wants a cannoli. Tell me you have cannolis.
Yeah, you do have them.
And I didn't have any made. Yeah. But I said, you know, hey, give me an hour and a half.
God. And we'll whip them up.
And we whipped them up and sent them home.
You really are.
She's had a baby.
Come on.
That's like
what's a cannoli compared to giving birth?
Sure, right. Deserves more than a cannoli.
Who do we got on the line, Sharon?
We have Michelle. Michelle probably wants cannolis.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Okay.
You got a question for our ladies here?
Yes. What are your hours? I seem to catch you when you're having something special.
Right, like tomorrow. Closed. We're closed tomorrow for a catering event. That's the problem with being a small business is that, you know, you have to put your hand on everything at every minute. And so I couldn't send people out catering and not know that everything was the best it could be for whoever's having the event. So normally we're open every day except Wednesday, and we're open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 6 a.m. until 3. And then on weekends we open at 7 Saturday till 3, Sunday till 2. And we only close early on Tuesday because we have showers and things in there and tea parties after 2.
Okay.
But, you know, you can always call ahead and see. But I really, like tomorrow, it's a fluke. We're closed. We probably maybe 4 or 5 Saturdays a year that it's like that for catering events.
Okay. Well, I seem to catch your grandson's birthday.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is... Charlene's very sorry. So,
I am.
And so you're so mad.
You have a taste for it.
You want restitution? She's going to send you a gift card.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So we're going to send you out a gift card, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Have a great day. Bye. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
You guys do like farmers markets and things like that? Anything?
Heather does with the cookies.
Okay.
She does it with her cookies.
We used to with hot dogs.
We did the St. John Market. We've done the Lowell Market.
Once we open the building, we could just have everything there. It's just so much nicer.
I mean, if you go on the website, first of all, if you go on our website, you'll see the food that they brought in, and you'll see a picture of the two ladies. So you'll know who you're approaching when you go into the restaurant.
Oh, no.
But what is amazing is there's probably, I don't know how many pictures on their website or their Facebook.
3,000 or 4,000.
My computer kept getting jammed up. So, but they do things that are, like, take me back to when I first started doing grocery stores in the early 80s. Like, you guys do cherry squares. You don't see that anymore.
All the time. Apples, too.
I know when I worked down in Lowell, those were very popular. Peach square, apple square. Yeah, with that big, thick frosting on top.
That's exactly. I do them just like my grandma used to make them. Yeah. And my mom. My mom made apple slices. Whenever she had to have my dad take something to work, that was her go-to.
Yeah. And now you guys actually make your own pie crust?
We make everything. And I'm right down to the potato chip cookies.
Okay, give me a secret about the pie crust. I have a problem with pie crust.
Ice water?
Okay, so when you add the that's what, everything cold?
Everything cold.
And then when you mix it together, you kind of mix it, kind of pack it, right?
No.
You mix it really well?
Oh, no wonder you're having problems. you really want to use a pastry blender if you can.
Right.
Because, and a food processor works really well, too.
Uh-huh.
You can just put it down the chute and just kind of watch for it until it starts to look like little peas.
Right.
And then...
You bring it together.
You bring it together. Gentle
and then you put it in your refrigerator.
Gently.
Now, do you...
Don't pound it together.
That's the cook in me.
Can you tell me about how you would cater a wedding and how if somebody wants to book you for that, how would they do it, and how much advance notice do you need, and what do you provide?
Yes, what do you offer?
Are you a licensed? Can you license? You know, sell liquor, or
no.
You can't do that.
No.
Or do like pass? Do champagne or anything?
No.
No. So it's just food.
Strictly food, and what I call like the support system. So yeah. Not only do we do like the food, but we can also rent out the whole place settings. We've acquired linens. China linens,
Schaefer's,
glassware, footed goblets.
Older
We just invested last year in this beautiful like utensilware, you know, to upgrade so you can have the best event you can. But we provide. I provide servers. I provide tear down. Put togethers, everything.
Sharon,
and what's on them?
I was going to say, you don't realize how much work these ladies are going through when you have to do catering off premise.
Just carrying the crates and plates will break your back.
Hey, you've worked out of back of trucks, you've worked out of sheds, you've worked out of back
churches.
Rooms,
churches, sheds, up and down stairs. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
It's a lot of work.
What would be on the menu? What would you guys provide?
We're more of an artisan caterer than we are like the chicken, beef, and sausage type of
CBS?
We don't do the CBS. We do the...
That's the old Greek style.
Right. But we do... And I don't believe in frying food, so... Yeah.
Do you guys got a fryer?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe in frying food.
You got a hood? You got a hood system?
Yes.
And all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
So when you guys are cooking, you're cooking...
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed you guys have like a hot case.
Yes.
Okay.
Do.
Is that... Now, what's that used for? Is that for really quick...
Right. Really quick turnaround on things like... Because we do a lot of entrees that are home style.
Uh-huh.
For like the chicken and dumplings, our meatloaf, stuffed peppers. We do gumpkies. We do a Mexican casserole.
Wow.
We do...
That's the best.
That's the best.
I've never even heard of a gumpkie. What's that?
Oh, it's like a stuffed cabbage.
Mm.
We did a goulash today, so it holds better in the hot case. And that way it comes out piping hot. Our mashed potatoes we hold there. We make a garlic smashed when we have different things like a Manhattan. If we do a beef Manhattan,
right.
We also have the garlic smashed with it. We do a wonderful, what I call a green bean succotash. It's fresh green beans steamed with new potatoes, corn that we cut off the cob, a ham hock, and onions.
I feel cheated that you only brought some pastries in here.
I'm sorry.
I know, right? You should have brought like a whole wedding
salad.
Spread.
Is out of this world. It's amazing.
Thank
Very
you.
Good.
It's my grandma's recipe.
Number one seller.
It's wonderful.
Folks, we have less
and
than
the potato
eight,
salad as well.
8 minutes left. We might be able to get another phone call in. 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call and find out what the Gold Star Cafe and Catering offers. And they offer a lot. Coffee. Do you
yes.
do, like, drink, coffee
we do.
Drinks?
Mm-hmm. Iced coffees. We do lattes, cappuccinos.
Wait, how many people work in this place at a time?
Two or three.
Two or three.
Wow.
It's a hustle.
It's a hustle.
The whole
Yeah. So, I feel like I should be a size two.
You don't stop moving. Yeah.
You know. So, again, with you do ice drinks, you do...
cappuccinos,
do
you do, lattes, flavored drinks.
You don't have an espresso machine, do you?
We do.
Really?
We have a
yes.
whole full list of sugar-free and regular flavors. We do
right.
seasonal
we
flavors.
We carry oat milk. We carry... Mm-hmm. Almond milk, if I remember to buy it.
Which I try to make her have some alternatives.
You know, being like that, like you are, do you find yourself running out a lot, getting little things here and there?
Sometimes.
Are you pretty good? I'm
Sometimes.
Terrible. I'm going to food service by three.
We know.
You
got
know.
My meat.
Yeah, folks, a little story, backstory is, I went to GFS, Gordon Food Service, to get my lunch meat order. I picked it up. It turned out to be the wrong order. And who ended up getting my order was the Gold Star Cafe and Catering out of Lowe. I did not know this. When I called them on the phone and I said who I was, they're like, you got my order. Now, isn't that weird?
That is weird.
That is weird.
What a great coincidence.
That was a great coincidence.
Yeah.
You brought some great food, too.
Well, I'm glad. Thanks.
So you do... I notice you do, like, you do make your own puff pastries?
I don't.
Okay.
I make my own pastries. I do purchase my puff pastry. Only because I don't have room for a sheeter. If I had room for a sheeter in my cafe, I would definitely make my own puff pastry.
What's a London fog?
Oh, tell her. Tell him.
Oh, that's our... Sorry, it was social media on here.
Okay.
It's our Earl Grey tea mixed with a steamed milk and a French vanilla syrup.
It's delicious.
People are always like, it's so pale. It's all milk. I'm like, no, tea is pale.
Sharon, it's like we it's got delicious. A spectrum of like five different businesses in one little building.
I know. This is crazy.
It's called multitasking.
People walk in and they ask for something. We just do it.
We just do it. We learn to do it right there. If we have to Google it, we learn to do
food
it.
Food is endless, and I like that
about
it. I
definitely want to hear any suggestions you have for somebody that's going to be having a wedding.
Oh, they call us. They come in. We do a tasting. We sit down. I talk to them. We decide the menu by talking about what they love and what they want their families to eat, not by what society says this is what you have at a wedding.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and we do packages for them. We'll put together like two entrees, three sides, or three entrees, three sides. Or I have one guest that they wanted a taco bar. It was the best taco bar you've ever been to.
That's awesome.
Because it was at a wedding. So we did a nacho bar with it. We did tacos with braised chicken.
Man, you
and
guys had a lot of, exciting
it was great.
Things. A lot of exciting things.
I watched the DJ ate four plates.
Really?
Really? Wait.
The DJ ate four plates.
That's a compliment.
It was, well, yeah, but
DJs
I think
like to eat.
He likes to eat. Let's
get this last caller on. We're running out of time
here. Okay,
here
we
got?
Go. We got Sandy from Crown Point.
Sandy from Crown Point, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, we're having a great time. Believe me, this is one of the fastest shows I've ever done.
Well, it sounds like the food's amazing. I am gluten-free, so I'm like listening to all this stuff drooling, but I'm wondering if you make anything that I can actually eat.
Well, you know what? We can accommodate you with just about anything we have by taking away the breads. We put anything, even our wonderful chicken salad, we put it on greens for you. And we also do gluten-free desserts by special order, and we also do
That's big.
We make the best vegan brownies I've ever had.
They're delicious.
Who'd want meat in their brownies?
Don't you have a problem finding gluten-free desserts out there, or no?
In Crown Point, yeah, not a ton of places. In Valpo, there's more.
Right.
There is. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card to the Gold Star Cafe and Catering out of Lowe, right on Commercial Avenue. And you go down there with your gift card and pick them apart and see what you can find that's gluten-free.
Well, gladly do that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, and nice to hear from you.
Thanks.
Well, we're down to the last couple of minutes today. We didn't even talk about everything. I mean, macaroons, you guys do cannolis, scones.
Our
beautiful
scones are wonderful.
Cookies, cakes, plus all your savory stuff.
Oh, our baked macaroni and cheese is, like, phenomenal.
People request that all year, but we only do it winter special.
Yeah.
Well, you
Baked macaroni and cheese?
Baked macaroni and cheese.
Delicious. Yeah, and
yum.
You guys do pot pies?
Summer.
Yes.
Pot pies are coming.
Chicken pot pies.
Yeah.
So does this all listed on your menu? I mean, this is huge amounts.
We keep it on our Facebook page because it changes so often.
But you do have a standard menu, don't you, Heather?
We do. That's on our wall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we always have that. So you can always have like our staple sandwiches and salads and breakfast.
We have great salads.
Yeah, we have biscuits and gravy all day because it was requested.
Right.
Uh-huh. So that we just keep going all day.
How many people can you fit in your establishment? Do you have wedding receptions on site?
No. We do a lot of catered barn weddings and tent weddings and hall weddings, but we could never do it on premise because we can only fit like 30 people in there.
Okay. And you guys can't serve alcohol?
No.
No. Okay.
So, you know, we're at the end of the show here.
Wow.
So
that sounds like the food's amazing.
It
is amazing.
It is amazing. It was all good. Heather, you got anything to say to the people out there?
Come try Gold Star Cafe and Catering.
Okay.
How about, and eat some of my delicious cookies.
Charlene, what do you got to say? Who do you like to thank?
You guys, thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for like giving us the sugar rush. Listen to me right now.
You have to come back. He's cut off so much information. He is cut off, man.
Yeah, he's cut off.
He's just climbing the walls.
No more cheesecake.
I said that class clown thing is
so. Real quick, because we got a minute left. Heather, or either one of you, just tell us your phone number, your address.
We are at 1336 East Commercial Avenue, Lowell. Our phone number is 690-3487, or you can always contact us on Facebook, Direct Messenger.
Okay.
And how long have you guys been around?
5 years in March.
Okay.
Well, Sharon, it was a great episode today.
Yeah, definitely.
It was beautiful. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
The ladies from the Gold Star Cafe and Catering out of Lowell, right on Commercial Avenue in Lowell. From what me and Sharon seen, heard, and tasted... Everything sounds, tastes, smells delicious.
Charlene and Heather are like a world of warm fuzzies and delicious food and just good times.
So I want to thank all the listeners out there for tuning in and calling in. I want to tell everyone, hey, it's playoff time tonight. We got Crown Point. You guys got the low Red Devils down there playing. Go team. That's all we can say. Be listening to Wayne and Tommy tonight on Friday Night Football. And I want to thank everyone out there. And have a good, safe weekend. And Yasu!